your building needs.
Tillotson Enterprises post-game report brought to you by Tillotson Enterprises. Visit TrustTillotson.com. Kearney wins 42-40 over Lincoln Pius, and we have head coach Drake Bronick joining us in the post-game report. Man, oh man, it's fun to win those ones, aren't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a grinder game, a little different than last time we played. But, you know, they do a good job of preparing. I thought we had a good week of preparation, and so sometimes that's what happens.
42-40. You led this entire contest. You opened the game with 2 points. You win by 2 points. You had the largest lead of the night in the third quarter with 11 points. Pius went on a 9-0 run from the end of the third to the middle stretch of the fourth. You were only outpaced in the fourth quarter 11-7, and that was the only quarter you gave up an advantage. So really looking at this contest through and through, it feels like you controlled it, but Pius had those marketed runs. They kept coming back, but credit to your team. You learned from the mistakes of last time and earned a victory to move on in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we got a little turnover happy there when they were going on the run, and we talked a little bit about it. We also talked about getting off to a good start, which I thought we did. You know, it's just one of those games where it was tough to get anything going offensively. They're so good, and Trey's so big around the rim. They can kind of just pressure the crap out of you with their athletic guards and make it tough, but you know, we were patient sometimes and got some easy ones. I remember a couple ball fakes and Colt get one, and Asher was slow around the rim, which was great. And so, you know, it was just a great team win. A lot of guys stepped up and made plays when we needed them.
If you're a Pius fan or a coach and you heard that Carter Lee and Asher Endor for Kearney were the leading scorers for the Bearcats, you probably feel pretty confident coming out of this contest, but you trust your guys in every single role. We've talked about that throughout the season as well, that whoever needs to step up always does. Everybody knows their role, even in the microcosm of a single game. Ben didn't have the second half performance that you know that he would like to have, but this was a day that Carter Lee iced the game away with late free throws. Asher Endor stepped up when he needed to with 10 points. Man, oh man, what a great team win this has to feel.
Yeah, I mean, you had Beckman make a monster three in the first half when we needed it. Murray coming in there and banging with Trey the whole game. You know, it is. It's one of those games where we identified roles, and our guys have stuck to it and had confidence in what they could do. It's really funny because I was trying to get Colt out late when he got that steal, because last time we played, he overhelped on a single-side drive, and this time he stunts at the guy and then goes and tips in the passing lane and goes and gets a layup or what should have been a layup, and we kind of fumbled it around a little bit. But, man, just to see the growth from the first time we played him to the second time, making those adjustments in in-game moment was just outstanding.
We talked about it this morning during the pregame coaches conversation as well as just during your shoot-around. If you got this one, it feels like a big monkey off your back. Now a chance to go to the district final and be one of the last teams to play in Class A, be one of the last 8 teams to punch their ticket to state. And, yeah, you do have to play Millard North, but at least you have a fighting chance now.
Yeah, I mean, I know Ed's pretty well. I'm going to send him a text message and see if he wants to play his JV team. They're probably we'll wait and see what Bellevue West does. They'll probably get in regardless, so we can tell them, hey, we'll have a rematch at PBA. But, you know, our guys are hungry, and that's all we talked about was, hey, in order to get a crack at PBA, you got to win the first one. And so it feels great to get the first one done and out of the way, but now it's time to get ready for Millard North and see what kind of magic we got left in this season. And, you know, I think our guys are still believing, and we need to make sure that we're ready to rock and roll to on Monday.
I know you set the standard so high for this program, but 2018, the last time that you won a district final, what will it take just internally to be able to get that monkey off your back next?
Yeah, I mean, we got to go in there, and we've done it on the road environment a few different times versus good teams. And, you know, one thing's going to be knocking down some shots. They're going to be able to apply pressure similar to what we saw tonight. They don't quite have the rim protector that Pius has, but we're going to have to figure out a way to knock down some jumpers. This time of year, man, anything can happen, and teams that make shots usually are the ones that keep playing. So shot making is going to be a huge key for us, and then just find a way to slow down their athletes and see what we can do.
Coach, congratulations, and I appreciate you setting my Monday night plans for me already. I didn't know what I'd be doing, but now I know I'm heading to Millard.
Yeah, I mean, the guys did it. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. So I appreciate all the coverage all year, and let's give her one more try here.
Let's get a couple more games in, too. That was head coach Drake Bronick joining us today in the postgame report. Always happy to have Coach join us for our postgame as Kearney wins it 42-40. over Lincoln Pius. They advance in the District A2 semifinal towards the championship match at Millard North. As Kearney again led in scoring by Carter Lee. Two late free throws iced this game away with less than 10 seconds to play. Ben Johnson had six. Jack Dahlgren with eight. Asher Endorf a big day with 10 points. Man, oh man. Every aspect and every inch that Kearney needed, they earned today. But they'll need a couple more inches to go their way on Monday to take down the 20-4 Millard North Mustangs. Kearney wins 42-40. We'll have this District A2 championship matchup for you on Monday night here on KGFW. Make sure to stay tuned at KGFW.com for all the details, as well as pregame and tip-off times from Millard North. For myself, Austin Jacobson, Alex Salmon in our downtown Kearney studios, this has been another production of KGFW Sports. For more, KGFW.com for broadcast replays and for a full game recap. Check out our socials as well at 1340 KGFW on Facebook and Twitter. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your weekend, and we will see you again on Monday night in a championship matchup in the District A2 final from